It was a brave soldier that long lived in wars. He would into England to try his affairs. A gallant young creature enchanted his eye. It is for thy love, Peggy, I die, I die. She had a good husband that loved her well. For gold and for silver none did her excel. Yet Peggy would listen unto the soldier's cry, it is for thy love, Peggy, I die, I die. Oh, pretty Peggy, let sorrows remove, and grant me a kiss in token of love. Oh, take thee a thousand, one is but a few. I leave my own husband to travel with you. Oh, pretty Peggy, if thou wilt be mine, all the gold that I get, it shall be thine. Father and mother, thou'st never see more, if thou wilt go oversea with our soldier. She took the keys from her side, to her chest she is gone. All the gold that she hath with her she hath ta'en. She left the babe motherless and the bed bare, and she's gone oversea with a soldier. As Peg and the soldier went over the plain, he twinkled at her and she smiled again. He courted her bravely as young men should do, and after said, Peggy, I love none but you. As Peggy went up the street, so went she down. All that did meet her asked where she was bound. She answered them quickly, she could not tell where, for she's gone oversea with a soldier. Her husband came home so late in the night. He asked for Peggy, his joy and delight. They answered him quickly, they could not tell where, for she was gone oversea with a soldier. He saddled his horse and rid to the shore, thinking to take Peggy before she got o'er. He asked for Peggy, but she was not there, for she was gone oversea with a soldier. I pray you, good nurse, be good to my child, and thou'st have thy money at every month's end. Thou'st never want money, wine nor good cheer, though Peggy be oversea with a soldier. He cursed the carpenter that made the ship, and likewise the plumber for plumbing so deep. He banned the wind and the water so clear, that carried Peg oversea with the soldier. She had not been oversea passing months three, but she would come home again if it might be, to speak with her husband the matter to clear, 'cause she had been oversea with a soldier. This wanton young woman is come home again, when all her money and coin is gone, for she could no longer in Ireland stay, for she had no gold, no money to pay. I pray you, good husband, will you forgive me, and all that's amiss, amended shall be. I live with my husband and baby so dear, and I'll never go again with a soldier. Come hither, sweet Peggy, thou'rt welcome to me, so all that's amiss, amended may be. I pray God forgive thy sins, and I'll forgive thee, if thou'lt live at home with my baby and me. All you good wives that hear this my song, live at home with your husbands and do them no wrong. For youth it is wanton and will have a stain, and Peggy is at home with her husband again. And thus of my song I will make an end, praying for God's favor for women and men, desiring them all in their country to stay, and never to wander so vainly away.